This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. As America sees Special Counsel Robert Mueller's redacted Russia report for the first time, President Donald Trump is claiming exoneration. But as AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, it's not that simple.
This morning, the president celebrated what he called a good day.
No collusion, no obstruction.
While Bob Mueller's report does say there's no evidence of a Trump campaign conspiracy with Russia,
the special counsel made clear that he did not exonerate the president.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says there are several examples of Trump attempts to obstruct the investigation. Mueller essentially says aides saved him by refusing to play along and sabotaging the probe. The long-awaited report provides closure in one sense, but also opens a new round of partisan fighting. Democrats are insisting both on seeing Mueller on Capitol Hill and getting his entire unredacted report. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Democratic and Republican lawmakers had sharply differing reactions to Thursday's release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Kentucky Republican, said Democrats are attacking Attorney General Bill Barr because they refuse to accept the report's findings.
I trust Bill Barr. I think it's rather laughable to see them turn their guns on him. But that's all they're left with, frankly, is to go after him. It's some kind of ad hominem attack.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says that Robert Mueller needs to testify on Capitol Hill.
This report is far from the end of the inquiry that this country needs and deserves. It is the beginning of another chapter.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has said he wants Mueller to testify as soon as possible. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. France on Thursday paid a day-long tribute to the firefighters who saved the famed Notre Dame Cathedral from destruction. French President Emmanuel Macron hailed them as exemplary, and they were made honorary citizens of Paris. We get details from Lisa Bryant.
To the music of Bach and words of Victor Hugo, hundreds of Parisians and tourists gathered in front of City Hall Thursday to honor 600 firefighters who battled the Notre Dame inferno. The cathedral loomed just across the Seine River, blackened and crippled, but largely intact.
Il est 2 heures du matin. Le feu est éteint.
Interior Minister Christophe Castaner outlined the arc of the blaze that started Monday evening. He described the massive heat as the firefighters battled the flames. Experts say saving Notre Dame and its most priceless treasures came down to a matter of minutes. Nobody was killed in the blaze, and key parts of the cathedral, including its bell towers and rose windows, remain intact. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A federal judge has pared down a lawsuit against former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
A lawsuit filed in late 2017 against former movie honcho Harvey Weinstein and associated companies and employees alleging sexual misconduct by Weinstein was significantly pared down Thursday. U.S. District Judge Alvin K. Hellerstein eliminated 17 claims, reduced the number of named plaintiffs from 10 to 4, and dismissed all defendants except for Weinstein. Hellerstein said he was dismissing the other defendants because the lawsuit had insufficiently shown they assisted, supported, or facilitated sex trafficking. Weinstein has denied engaging in any non-consensual sex. I'm Mike Gracia.
Last week, 9 people were killed by violent storms from Texas to Virginia. Now the U.S. Southeast faces another powerful storm system, and AP's Tim McGuire has details.
Another storm system is now in the Southeast. High winds, heavy rain, and flash flooding. Patrick Marsh with the Storm Prediction Center says this system might not be as powerful, but it still poses a threat.
That's not to say don't take it as seriously, because all it takes is one tornado to hit your house, your area, and that's going to be a pretty bad event.
Marsh adds the heavy storms will roll through Mississippi, Alabama, the Florida Panhandle, and Georgia through early Friday before moving up the East Coast.
The big cities on the I-95 corridor all the way up to as far north as the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area tomorrow afternoon.
I'm Tim McGuire.
And Pope Francis observed Holy Thursday by traveling to a prison outside Rome where he washed, dried, and kissed the feet of 12 inmates. Francis used the rite as a way to reinforce his message that even the most important figures must serve the most marginal. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.